Hi, everybody. Today is Saturday, and we go to the light ship today, probably in about maybe 10 minutes or so. So, let's see here. I really enjoyed St. Bernadette last night, so that clarion should work on the archives if you wanted to bring it up. It probably lasts for about 6 months, I think, so maybe I'll have it last at the end of this year if you want to feel that energy come in. So just, get the BBS archive and listen to it. Let's see here. So, how's everybody doing? Since Larry is in charge of time and everything, I'm sure he loves that. So, he's probably laughing here. So, Larry, we're wondering if you can have some good days of good luck or something. Maybe you can put that request in and push the proper button for everybody and have a less good luck and no stress on one of the days here. So we'll see what you can do about that, Larry. Put our request in for you. He's our day and date timekeeper. So you out there, Carrie?
Yes, I'm out here, Ron. Hi, welcome everybody. So it's Saturday, July 28th, 2012, and as Ron said, we'll be going to the light ship in a short while. If you are listening to this show as an archive, the light ship portion won't work, but you will get nice peace energy. So you need to be live on the show to go to the light ship. And I see lots of you are writing in your room requests for the light ship, so Ron is taking note of those. And
I can do probably about maybe three or four more, and that's about it. So, maybe like eight of them would be fine. So maybe four more requests here. And boy, anybody feel any strange energies coming around? I'm just curious. So we'll see if anybody comments on that. You have callers tonight. I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie.
Okay, so if you would like to call in, we're on station 2. The phone numbers are just below the play button on the BBS.com, radio.com, Creation Lightship page, and they are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471, and then maybe hop down to line 3 and try area code 530-513-6472, 530-513-6472. So, let's see. There was a question over on the CLS questions at yahoo.com, Ron, that came in from Lisa, and she is wondering if what you recommend in terms of food, is there anything we should eat or shouldn't eat to help with the ascension process?
Oh, boy. I'm kind of neutral on that one. Whatever you want to eat is probably fine, so I wouldn't, worry about too much of what what might not be politically correct or anything, Just eat. For myself, I'm just... the last maybe a few months, I'm trying to get more on a liquid diet in a sense. So trying to just get off of food entirely. Not that I can, but that's what I'm trying to do, is just get more, just eat some salads and get more into liquid stuff. So that's what I'm... Oh, we got a beep, I think.
Yeah, hi. Is there a caller on the line?
Yeah, hi. Hey, Ron. Hey, Sherry. This is Raymond.
Hi, Raymond.
How can we help you?
How's it going tonight? Hey, Ron. It's Raymond.
Yeah. How can I help you?
Ron, I was doing some of the clearings. Right now I'm doing the psychic billboard clearing.
Great.
And I've been doing it for a few weeks now. And I was wondering, can I change it up every week, or do I have to keep, on one specific topic?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you want to check it probably every couple of days, if not, every day, and see how people
are doing it every day.
So, yeah, you want to always monitor that. And if you feel any shifts in energy, according to what you're putting up, then try to go with the flow on that so that you maybe can find out what is blocking you. Maybe you may have one block in some area that might be on your billboard, and you might have that released, and you want to move on to something else. So just kind of look at the different blockages that you might have according to your main topic and just see how they're working. And I would check it every
product.
Can I put
in different things?
Yes.
Okay. Can I put in different things, like more than one thing in one box?
No.
On one box? No.
Yeah. Just keep it focused with one theme.
Oh, just one thing. Okay.
Theme, yeah. One theme. And then you may have, it's like, you know, the book that you have will say, has a title, which is your theme, but there are different chapters in it that can move you toward, you know, completion of the book. So you want to kind of look at it that way. We'll see if anybody else has any suggestions for Raymond here on the fast chat. You have the fast chat up on your computer, Raymond?
I can.
Yeah, once you get it up.
Okay, and Ron, I did the emotional lifetime clearing.
Uh-huh.
And I also did the four-hour intensive.
Great. Okay.
And I've been doing the satellite crash and the oxygen code, you know, the free ones on the website, and also now I'm doing the psychic billboard. But I need a recommendation because in my life I've got two major things in my life that I've been feeling very stuck about, and it's been causing me a lot of to the point where I just want to be on the light ship already. That's how bad it's been.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that way. They want to get the heck out too. Yeah, get out of Dodge.
They're feeling like I just can't take it anymore. Like I want to do the spirit box removal. I mean, I feel like I don't belong here.
Yeah, I know how that feels. Do you have any idea, Carrie, or anybody else on the fast chat?
Well, I guess Raymond, what is the overall
I'm unemployed.
Okay.
I'm unemployed.
Okay.
I've been unemployed for a year now, and I haven't been able to find a partner, and it's depressing me.
Yeah. Okay. So the partner thing would be that you would need to connect with your twin flame. So that's the 4-in-1. That will kind of get rid of that urge, that feeling, that desire, that need. I mean, it doesn't eradicate sex drive, but it gets rid of, you know, that you don't want to be alone and that kind of whole thing. But in terms of the employment situation, I don't know if you have the funds for the Prosperity Jumpstart. The billboard is in that one. There are two levels of that clearing, the $50 level and the $100 level. But the self-empowerment is probably the strongest of the clearings within there that you can do lots and lots with. That's $50 on its own.
Okay.
So if you can afford that, I would get the first level of the Prosperity Jumpstart because that has the billboard, the self-empowerment, and I don't have it up in front of me, but it has a couple of others in there too. I know there's a Whole Life one.
Okay. So the Prosperity Jumpstart has like three different things in it?
It has four price levels, but it has seven clearings,
four.
I think, altogether.
Yeah.
I'm going to
look
at it real quick. It's not on the tip of my brain here, unfortunately. That's what I would do. And are you familiar with the self-empowerment clearing that we've talked about before? That's the one with the drop-down box of 20, 30, 38, I think, issues, and then there's a custom box for anything else that's missing on there that you think might be blocking you. Okay, well, it's a really comprehensive clearing, and you can really work it and work it and work it. I think it runs for 6 weeks when you buy it on its own, and it might be, I don't know if it's a month or 3 months when you buy it in the, I'm sorry, I'm not finding it quickly. Maybe somebody can type that into the fast chat.
If anybody out there has done that clearing, if you could call in, that would be great. And maybe tell Raymond what you experienced. Yeah, let's get a caller to call in.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, so we'll get that.
All right, thanks, Ron.
Okay, you're very welcome. So we'll go to the light ship here. Okay, thank you, Raymond, for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
We'll go to the light chip in a few minutes here. I can probably do maybe three, maybe four more rooms here. Let's see here. And we'll wait.
Ron, I don't know if you got on your list unicorns. I didn't type that over to you yet. What were the other ones? A rabbit room and unicorn.
Well, that sounds interesting. Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. So I do want to also say, Raymond, if I'm assuming you're still listening, Ron, you had said to it sounded like the way you were saying it, that you can only do one topic on the psychic billboard, and I don't think you meant it that way. If you obviously, we all have a lot of different areas in our lives, and Raymond, you just mentioned two that you would like to change. You can do both of those on the psychic billboard, but I think, Ron, are you saying maybe spend a day working one of them, and then maybe the next day you can do a different one, or the next half
of the
day? Yeah,
what I would probably do is stay focused and you know, maybe do a week on one issue and see how it has changed.
Okay.
Otherwise, so you have to monitor people's energies. You have to see how people are relating to you with what you're bringing forth as far as a manifestation. So you got to keep on it. You got to keep your thumb on the pulse of your life. And then from there, you know, see how you need to navigate that. So, and also, you know, we have Julia saying to do a timeline crash, maybe do one for maybe loneliness or something like that. Anxiety, loneliness, maybe even self-worth, you know, those all kind of go together. You know, one, you know, triggers the next, you know, how that works. So, unfortunately, we're all, you know, a nice bag of tricks here, you know. So anyway,
yep.
Let's go to the light chip, everybody, and then we'll hopefully get a caller afterwards who has done that clearing and maybe could help Raymond out and tell people what they have experienced. So here we go, everybody. Let's go to the light chip. Going up. Bring in your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, or goldfish, or whatever you have outside. Might have squirrels or something that you've seen. Here they go. And here you go. You're going to be out of time. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five, and you're bilocated. And now we're going to go into the first room, and then we'll go into the hot tub room at first here. And here we go. Here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And if you're real warm where you are, you could ask for the temperature maybe to be decreased a little bit. That can possibly happen for you, too, in this hot tub room, because you're in the hot tubs and they can change the temperature slightly. And you may feel better if it's a little cooler, if that's where you are and it's too hot. And let me see here. So let's go into the room that has the pink dolphins. Here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And somehow there's some babies with them. There's three of them plus some babies. So Here we go, little baby dolphins. So one, two, three, four, and five. And you can enjoy that. If you want to put your hands out in front of you, you can actually touch them and feel their energy. They're very close right now. For me, it's like 6 inches in front of my face. I think the little small ones are very curious here. And let's bring in somebody requests a little pony. So we'll go to the little horse room where the ponies are. And here they come. So we did request your healing, one healing that you'd like to have. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll go into another location. And we'll go into the room that has red energy, red disc. So here we go. We're going to be standing on top of a disc. One, two, three, four, and five. And somebody requested immune system, so let's get into that room here. So here we go. Immune system energy. One, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to another room. This has the green disc. So here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll also go into the room that has the white light. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's see here. What else do we have? I think unicorns. And here we go. Getting rid of those. So stronger. Excuse me. Getting the unicorns. I just had an email here from poison, having poison. So going to the unicorn room. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And going to the room where they help us out with bones, mending bones. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And with that, we got a pain room probably. So here we go, pain release room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we got that alien stuff, alien critters with poisons. We'll get rid of that here, and maybe poisons that are also attached here on this earth. So maybe you got a sting or bite from something. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Whoa, 6, I'm yawning a lot, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You people are in bad shape tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, yawning some more, wow. Wow. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, let's do the poison, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's go back into the immune system room here. And we're going to see if we can wake up your little guy there, the mind of the body guy, and ring his doorbell and them to answer the telephone to give you some more help here. So here we go. Mind of the body clearing, getting rid of some of the energy preventing it from working. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into the room where your spirit was created. This is you and your twin flame was one because you weren't split yet. And here we go. I'm going to walk into this room and going through a door now. And you may feel this wonderful energy and the opposite wall comes into you here. Count to five to bring it in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Oh, boy. That poison was pretty rough. So still enjoy that energy here. And we'll go on to where they have bunny rabbits, little rabbits. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll just give you a little bit of space here and time for your twin flame energy and you to come into you as one. So here it comes again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. let's work with joints here. Somebody mentioned, I think, maybe like arthritis or something. So here we go. Let's get rid of alien critters out of your joints. So we're going to be in quarantine. We'll be doing this tomorrow on our 8-hour call. Here we go. Getting rid of some of those things if we can find them here. So one is like the little caterpillars. If you do go online and do the, maybe even get a week of the alien attack page, look for caterpillars. That's one that stays in your joints a lot. So here we go, getting rid of those. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we got the request for Mother Mary's room. So here we go. Going into this room. Here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I think that's probably it as far as rooms. I'm going to go into the room that has the volcano energy. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the cancer cell release room. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, we'll come back from the light ship now. Hopefully you're doing well. We get our animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, and plants coming back down. I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy shift. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and we can have a caller call in, if somebody would, about that clearing to help out Raymond here. That'd be wonderful. And turn it back over to you, Carrie.
All right. Thank you, Ron. So I think I heard a beep while we were up on the light ship. I'm not sure. So first of all, just want to see if there anybody on the line with us.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Hi. Who's this?
My name is Lance.
Hi, Lance. So,
hello.
I have a question for Ron.
Well, if you can just do a past one life clearing for me. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, okay. So you had a request, I'm sorry. What did you want Ron to do for you?
A past life clearing.
Okay, a past life clearing. So Ron actually doesn't...
I'm having a hard time understanding someone there, like Ron, I think.
Yeah, I haven't got on yet, so I need to know what you want the clearing for.
Yeah, I know.
Is there a particular issue?
Yes, it's a past life having to do with my brother when we lived on the last continent of Atlantis.
Oh, right. I think you called one other time about this, right? Are you the same guy?
Yeah, and Ron gave me a choice of which, either the anger or the competition part of it. I want to take care of the competition part of it.
Okay. Did you do any timeline crashes on it since the last call? I'm just wondering if you've done any different clearings yourself.
I've done another couple clearings having to do with something else in this lifetime.
Okay. So, but not on this issue?
Well, I called up Ron before, yes, and he gave me a choice of either getting rid of the anger or the competition. I didn't know I had a... that was going to happen, so we did that. We took care of the anger part. I should have taken care of both, the competition part and the anger.
Well, I can only clear a little bit of that, so here we go. So you want
whatever
you
can of it.
Okay, here we go. So one, so we can release that one issue. Remember, we have a lot more than just one particular situation, so I'm just... I'm going by what you are sensing, okay? And we're going to release that from you for one particular issue of one event. So here we go. Releasing that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. That should help you a little bit there. And, you know, I do a lot of timeline crashes on those issues. Since, you know, you're with your brother in this lifetime, and you know about that.
Well, this had to do with something in the past life, and I said it affected this lifetime, too.
So the soul family agreements is probably a key thing in here, too, for you. You might want to think about that clearing. You want to explain that one a little bit, Ron? Because it sounds like to me that that's going on here.
Well, I have the soul family clearing helps to get rid of issues that are contracts and agreements. You're not out of the soul family when you do it. You're just dealing with issues. So if you do sense situations coming about from your brother and it's being triggered somehow, then more than likely maybe doing a release of your soul family for that one issue might help you out quite a bit. And that's on the website.
All right.
So that's, you know.
Soul family, huh?
Yep. I'm not sure exactly where or what it is, you know, on the website, what it's under, but maybe soul family would be a way to enter into that healing.
All right.
Especially if you know you've had other lives with your brother, Lance, you're bound to be in soul family agreements with him. And, you know, ones left over from previous lives, of course, are really common issues that you're regurgitating over and over.
We can see if anybody else would like to help Lance on the fast chat there. You might click that on that, Lance, and just see if you can get it.
It's called the soul family disconnection clearing. Just put in soul family and you'll see it up there. And then if you have done or want to do the 4-in-1, but Ron does another aspect of that same topic in that one, too, a little bit different.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
thanks
very
for
welcome.
Calling. So, Ron, I'm just looking at a few of the questions. Oh, we have another beep. So who's on the line?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Oh, hi, Larry. I was about to read your question out, so you can do it. That's great. Go ahead.
I have information for Raymond. I have some general information that I'd like to go to the specific area that I feel would be good in that regard.
Great.
So I know that it's good to train, and that releases a lot of weight. And then there, in addition, to release the uncontrollable urges would be good, too. But what I see the main thing going on is that in the satellite program that brings satellite timelines individual, that it's jumping time, making your thoughts pace up and down. And I think to release this satellite timeline plan would be good because it's like there's a bad chip in there, a satellite, and it's jumping time, and it's flawed, and the mechanics to change that microchip. And then if you so I left it so the energy is erratic and pulsating erratically, and then an individual saying, yikes, I really want to stop that energy, so you can release the timelines to do that. Satellite timeline would be good to do that.
So Larry, your audio, your phone line is actually cutting in and out a bit, so I'm just gonna reiterate what you said, and if you can tell me if this is right or not, just in case no one else can hear you correctly either, you're kind of going in and out. So it sounds like you're saying you're recommending that he do the free satellite timeline crash that's on Ron's website because there's some kind of chip, and I'm not sure if you're saying it's in Raymond or it's in the satellite, but that it's causing interference with him.
Yes, that's exactly right. The chip is in the satellite, like it's jumping time, the distributor in a and it's bringing back bad energy in the individual like the mechanic forgot to replace the microchip and it's worn out, and it's bad energy pulsating into the individual, and it's just you release a timeline, like timeline for the clearing to come about.
Okay, so you're suggesting that he do the timeline crash? That would help with this?
Yes, that's right, the satellite timeline crash.
And
timeline
crashes too? Okay.
Pardon me?
And are you suggesting other timeline crashes separate from that, or are you thinking this is the, just the satellite timeline crash will help fix this for Raymond?
Basically, I think they fix it. That would be a critical fix-all of a situation, I think.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thanks. Thanks, Larry. Does he need to run that for a long time, do you think, we're wondering, or how long should he run that for? Or how many times
do that clearing? I do 100 timeline releases.
Okay. All right, Raymond. Well, there you go. I know you said you've been doing some of the free ones, but perhaps you need more on the satellite one. That's what Larry's seeing. So great. Well, thanks, Larry, for that input. Hopefully that will help Raymond. Maybe, Raymond, you can call in next week or the week after and let us know if that has helped. So did you have anything else, Larry? And I think I heard another beep, so if whoever else is on the line, if you could hold on just a sec. And I know, Larry, you'd asked earlier for a time cord release for clones, I think it was.
Oh, yeah, that was the other question that Ron asked about, the timeline release for clones. He asked that earlier, and that was if in order to have a happy day, that the clones are congesting in us, if we release the timelines and they get out, we'll have more space for ourselves in there. It would be less congested and more free.
Yeah, that's good. So let's do a quick clearing on that, just see what we can get rid of here. So we'll do we'll get rid of clones that are unhappy. Let's just work with that. And remember, we have had people that needed to pass tests or have a little smarter IQ, so they requested to have, but they got rid of the ones that were dumb and stupid and brought in other ones that were, you know, smarter. I don't know if they enter that onto a timeline crash or not. I just don't know how they got more intelligent ones, what clearing they did, but it seemed to work. So anyway, why not? They're visiting you, so why not get somebody that's beneficial, you know? So here we go. We'll get rid of the ones that are grumpy and unhappy. So this is a timeline crash, and if you do feel that way, 100 timeline crashes may not be a lot for this particular situation, because you may need to do 1,000 of them. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh man, yawning again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Gotta check my energy. Thought maybe I was a little bit low or something, you know.
Wow.
And it feels fine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So it's possible there's something going on with the soldiers out there also, which could be why I'm yawning, possibly. You people can see if you feel a little different maybe the last week, knowing that something is happening but not putting your finger on it. I don't have any information. All I saw a couple of nights ago was like, a war zone after the bombings. We'll just call it that, you know, with smoke and stuff. That's kind of what I picked up briefly. And so something big went on. What? I don't know. I wasn't involved that deeply with it. But there was something happening. So maybe somebody out there had some information on that, possibly. I know we have people that are enlisted listening. Maybe they had some visions of things. We got a caller. Somebody gets a caller. So, caller, are you out there still?
Is somebody else on the line?
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Good
morning, Larry.
How are you?
Good.
Hello, how are you?
Very well.
Good. Look, I'll give a bit of a mixed line here. I can hear some things.
Oh, Pete. Hi, it is you. Okay.
Yeah, it is. Hello. The line's a little bit scrambled, but I'll just speak, and you can stop me if you can, if I have to.
Yeah, you're kind of loud and clear.
Lovely. I just wanted to pass on much thanks for actually the body jumpstart clearing. I started late last year around the bladder area, prostate area last year, and I was quite unwell. People don't realise it, but when you actually feel ill, like you get the flu or otherwise, sometimes you actually do suffer from an attack. If that makes sense?
Yes, it does.
And yeah, and it was a case where suddenly I was sitting at work and I was just like a cloud come over me and made me very unwell. Anyway, as it turned out, I did get quite sick, and amongst a number of things, I went to the body jumpstart, and I just wanted to comment on, well, it affected not my bladder, but my prostate and so forth. But the most important thing was those clearings that the body jumpstart really holds. One of the most important ones I wanted to say was the magnetic twisted body, and that's all those bodies that need to be straightened out so that you can accept the energies that come forward to help you heal. And I would implore everybody to have a look at that one. But importantly, that allowed the other clearings in the whole range or suite of clearings to really work well, like the rejuvenation clearing and the body infection clearing and the mind of the body clearing. So, yeah, I was at a stage there where I was making, I was struggling. And then every time you did a series of clearings, the next day you felt a little bit better, or a lot better, if that makes sense. So anyway, I just wanted to say that to you, Ron, and I really wanted to thank you for that. Made a hell of a difference for me.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful. Appreciate the calling from the land down under there.
Yes. I just wanted to say that because there's some people on the fast chat who were talking about prostates and so forth, and I just wanted to make them very aware that here's the interesting thing I wanted to add, Ron. I asked my doctor, and I said, what about this prostate thing and so forth? And in the end he said, look, at the end of the day, We don't know. And their first instinct was to want to send you off to a specialist. And then it gets a little bit serious for a male going through that, as others would know. But in the end, I trusted in the body jumpstart, haven't been to a specialist, back to normal. So I just wanted to thank you, okay? And pass on my regards to everybody and all this community who listen to you.
Oh, well, thank you a lot. Well, I'm very happy that you got success. That's great. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. Pete. That's a really great testimonial.
Yep.
Thanks for calling in and sharing it with everybody. And I know you and I communicated a little while that was all going on, and I know some of your test results were kind of, as you were progressing through Ron's clearings, your test results were improving, that you were getting done by, you know, a regular doctor, just keeping an eye on it that way. So it was really interesting. It's interesting to hear that you've completely turned it around using Ron's clearings, and it's really wonderful for people to hear who might be listening who have similar or different but physical problems to know that this jumpstart that Ron put together that has so many great body clearings really does have such a big effect. And I know you mentioned the you felt the magnetic and twisted body was one of the ones that you felt the most impact from, I think.
Cleared the way. It cleared the way for the others to work. That's the interesting thing. I did go straight to things like infection body and rejuvenation body. But then I think in talking to you, Kelly, I went back to the magnetic body and,
uh-huh.
and straightened that out. And then I started to make great gains. So thank you.
Yes, and I know. And Ron also, I think, had you absentee on a couple of the clone calls and did that area of the body for you, the bladder and the prostate, on the clone calls too. So there was
and the creation light shift just then, actually. It was good.
Okay, well, thank you. That's great. Appreciate
well, thanks
you
so
calling.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
No worries. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Peter. So, yeah, that magnetic twisted body one, like I mentioned, you know, if you tried many clearings and nothing seems to work the way you want it to, that's the one to get into. That's why it's in the body jumpstart. That's why I had to put that clearing up a long time ago, because I started seeing people's alignments being off with these different energetic bodies. That happens, you know, because you can't. Your spirit can't connect to it. We might have a beep there. I don't know. I heard something there. Maybe it's just going off, but we'll see. Anybody else online?
Yes, Marie is here.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, how are you? How is everybody?
Doing great.
Thank you. I'm just tuning in, but thank you so much. I would so appreciate a clearing on my adrenals, please.
Okay. Boy, I'm trying to see. Give me about 15 seconds here. I'll tune in and see what I could pick up, what you might need there. I'm going to do entities. Remember, there's many ways to enter into a clearing to help you. So entities are what I'm picking up right off the bat here. So somebody's, these entities, these ghosts, we'll call them emotional bodies, have attached to your adrenal glands for some reason. So here we go. One, releasing those. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Should be feeling a little better right now. It's pretty heavy. One, this is working for everybody else listening too. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, I got to do this a little more like we do on the calls here. 10, 20, 30, 40. I do an entity call on Fridays. So here we go. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 200. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 300. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, there we go, coming out, there, they're gone, so bringing yourself back in here, your spirit, where they were taking up space, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. How does your energy feel now, Marie?
I feel a bit lighter, yes, thank you. Well, I have been suffering with that for quite some time. I wanted to tune in earlier, but my mother needed to go to the store, so I will tune in on Friday, though. Thank you so much.
How long have you been listening to the show, Marie?
I just started early June. I called in. I happened to stumble upon. I did the prosperity jump. It's ended now. I've been interviewing for work, which is a good sign, and I just am anxious to get that going so I can do more clearings.
That's great. Well done. That's wonderful.
Thank you
well,
so
thanks
much.
Thanks for calling in. I hope this helps your adrenal glands. I'm sure it will.
Yeah, so we do the
thank
conference
you.
Call.
Thank
it's $20,
you.
And I do entities on Fridays.
Okay.
So that might be I don't know if that's the call to be on or not, since we released a lot of them right now.
Maybe the clone call. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably the clone one. That's Thursdays. That's the replicas.
Okay.
And I go through different body locations, and, boy, I'll have to remember to do, if somebody could tell me if they're on the call to do it, adrenal glands. So, kidneys and adrenals, okay? So, if somebody could, we normally do that anyway, I believe, but I want to make sure if you're on the call. I do request different areas sometimes. We go through, I don't know, it depends how intense they are. I would say at least 8 different locations, I'm guessing, maybe to maybe 12. But that's what we do. And it's $20, and it starts at 5:30 California time.
And that's on Thursday, correct?
Yeah, that's on Thursdays, uh-huh.
All right. Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Marie. So, okay, there was something, we've had quite a few questions that I haven't read out yet, Ron, and there is one from Daryl that I wanted to read out, kind of relating to the magnetic twisted body, in a sense, getting ourselves all straightened out so we can get our physical body healed. And Daryl, I think, typed this in possibly when we were still on the light ship, or when we just got back. And Daryl is asking, how come in the spirit creation room I look just fine? Do they always take us apart to fix serious problems?
Probably, yes, uh-huh. And you're also recreated on the light ship.
So all those invisible bodies... Now, we have ones, obviously, that are just down here to help us buffer against everything that we go through here, like our emotional body and our pain body and so forth. But barring those, we have a whole bunch that go into making us. So you're saying when we're on the light ship, they recreate those in their
Everything is brought back into wholeness, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And we got another beep there, I believe. Is somebody on the line?
Hi, Terry. Hi, Ron. This is Janice.
Hi,
I was just going to, Ron was talking about the soldiers, and I just want to share a couple things that happened this past week. I had to be camping on an island and on Lake Superior, way up north from us here, and I was not by a computer, and the first or second night out in the middle of nowhere in a tent, it started to torrential rain, and it started to thunderstorm really bad. I could tell it was a really, really severe one. So I was thinking the only thing that I could really do was I was calling in for the forces to help me. I was calling in for the soldiers. And as soon as I did that, I was laying there, and I felt my body just started like I was battling something. My body was vibrating. I was shaking. Felt like I was being hit. And I was like, whoa. It was the strangest experience. I couldn't see anything, but I could definitely feel that I was in the middle of me and all my other bodies that are out there doing this. We're in the middle of something. But it was really, really reassuring to know that I had them to call upon, you know, to help with this storm, because the storm never got really windy. You know, we got the rain, and we had a lot of loud thunder and a lot of lightning. But
what night was that, Janice?
Pardon me?
What night was that?
This was, I want to say, Monday night or Tuesday night of this week.
Yeah, yeah, the first part of the week then, you think?
It was the first part of the week.
Yeah,
and
that was probably correct, yeah.
Huh? And then
something going on, it's probably another invasion, what was happening. I just don't have a lot of information on it, you know.
Well, Ron, I have a question, though. Could you please explain to me a little bit more on what really happens in a thunderstorm? I mean, what really is the lightning and what really is the sound the sound
okay,
of the thunder.
Normally,
I mean, is that battle?
Yeah, I think it's probably battles, typically, yeah. Especially when you see the thunder and lightning go, or the lightning go from left to right, or right to left. I mean, it's pretty intense. Yeah, that is
okay.
Actually the light and the darkness colliding. And it's hard to say if it's in our true reality here or if it's something that's being manifested from another reality that happens to pop into this one here.
That's so interesting because on the ride home, usually I have the gray skies running 24/7 on my computer and the earth protection, and not on the computer for 4 days. On the way home, coming back into my city, there were ship clouds everywhere. And I'm like, whoa, boy, we're really getting hit over here. So as soon as I got in the house, I got the computer on, I put up the gray skies, I put up the earth protection, and then not even a half an hour later, the whole skies were just black. And then my daughter came running in the house. She goes, oh, there's a great big huge thunderstorm coming in. Look at all that lightning going on. And I was just giggling because I knew what was going on, you know. I'm like, no, there's not going to be no thunderstorm, you know. But so that lightning coming out of those black clouds were part of the light ship coming?
Yeah.
Those ship clouds? Is
more
that
likely, or something like that. Yeah, it all depends what's going on. Yeah, but that's typically I would say that's probably pretty much correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Well, I know that we don't have much other time here. I'll get off so Carrie can read some questions. So
I think
there is another thing that I wanted to share with you.
Calling about that. That's great news. So that's good. Boy, this show went by quickly.
I know. I'm just noticing that I'm thinking the same.
And we got a lot covered.
Right.
We got a lot covered. So Larry must be, you know, slowing down time for us here. Thank you, Larry. he's in the locomotive there, and he's putting the brakes on, so that's great. So we got an eight-hour call tomorrow, the last one for this month, and we get rid of the alien critters and creatures that live in you that you can't see and wiggle around and stuff, cause problems. And then we'll be doing, next month it'll be starting on, I think, the 11th, I believe. My calendar up here. Yeah, it'll be Saturday on the 11th is when the marathon healing start again, the body rejuvenation.
Oh.
So, I guess our show's over here.
Well, I've just got one thing I want to say, Ron.
Yeah, go ahead.
Max is asking, how do I get on the clone calls? So what you do is you go to creationlightship.com, Ron's website, and near the top there, there are some links that have the different conference calls, weekday calls on them. They're at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, and so you just click on those, and that'll take you through. It's $20, and the clone one is Thursday, right, Ron? And that's excuse me.
Yeah, that's correct. Thursdays, yeah.
So that's how you do it, and you'll get an email back with the phone number and the codes to get on the call, or you can do it absentee if you're not able to listen at that time. So, yeah, so I have 57 just about here, so I guess we better get off.
We get off. So, okay, everybody, thank you all, and we will see you probably tomorrow, hopefully. And if not, we got BBS on Monday at 4 o'clock.
Yep, 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. Okay, well, thanks, Ron. Thanks so much for all the clearings, and thank you all for your questions and everybody that called. And we will see you soon. Night-night.